Hello, my name is Lika Gay, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Economic linkages have become even tighter and increasingly important in a globalized world. In the sub-Saharan region, for example, the performance of South Africa and Nigeria, Africa's two largest economies, can have reverberations far beyond their borders. Rising inflation, falling trade in these countries will all impact other countries in the region. Sheikh Ontage has been looking at those ties and their positive and negative repercussions. He began by listing the types of links between South Africa, Nigeria, and their neighbors.
First, trade. South Africa is shaping to a large extent the structure of trade within sub-Saharan Africa. At least 12 countries in sub-Saharan Africa has export to South Africa, which is 1% of their GDP. On investment, we have noticed that some South African companies investing in the rest of Africa, and this has an impact in shaping the trade flows. In terms of financial linkages, since 2005, Nigerian banks have expanded their operation in many countries in sub-Saharan Africa. That's also true for South African banks. On policies now, if you take the case of Nigeria, we have noted that Nigeria have some different trade policies vis-a-vis its neighboring countries, and these have been source of transmission of shock from Nigeria to the other countries.
So what kind of an impact would an economic crisis in Nigeria or South Africa have on its immediate neighbors and also on the rest of the sub-Saharan African region?
When you take, for instance, the trade channel, South Africa, you can look at this issue by distinguishing its partners. Basically, you have the SACU, the South African Customs Union. South Africa and the other members of the SACU, they have what we call revenue custom sharing formula. So almost 50% of the custom revenue within the zone go to the remaining countries of the SACU, which means if there is a crisis in South Africa, there is a decline of import, of course, there is a decrease in revenue. And that will have not only a trade consequences, but also a fiscal consequences. All these countries will experience a shock on their fiscal revenue. Now, when you take Nigeria, you have an important trade volume between Nigeria and neighboring countries, mainly in the grain market. This grain market is a channel for transmission of inflation, for instance. If there is a shock in terms of inflation in Nigeria, that will be transmitted to the other countries by the grain market channel. And we have noted, for instance, a 3% increase in inflation in Nigeria may have an impact of around 1% in neighboring countries. Also, since 2005, there has been a consolidation of the banking system in Nigeria. And since then, these banks have expanded their cross-border operations in the rest of Africa in search of yield. Since 2003, there was, for instance, three subsidiaries, Nigerian subsidiaries banks. But from 2003 up to now, you have almost 44 subsidiaries Nigerian banks in about 32 countries, which means if there is a banking crisis in Nigeria, there is a potential probability of an important impact in the rest of Africa.
So what can these neighboring countries do to protect themselves from potential negative spillovers without hampering regional economic integration as a whole?
I don't think that they can do much, at least in the short term, because these are economic linkages which have been built through history for a long time. You cannot unwind these economic linkages. So you have to live with them in the short period.
And this was Sheikh Ontage of the IMF's African Department speaking on the topic of economic linkages between Nigeria, South Africa, and their neighbors. And to hear more podcasts, please log on to www.imf.org/podcasts.